All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir. Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. Ahoy, mateys, ahoy. Ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. Ahoy, mateys, ahoy.
Okay, okay, that's enough Mexican hot dance for now. Oh, but what better way to start our program, which features a continuation of the Patch the Pirate adventure, the Custard's Last Stand. What tricks will Generalissimo Homewrecker try this week? Set sails for the Custard's Last Stand.
Hey, muchachos, you have won the first round. As a token of my respect, my men and I would like to present you with a very special gift. Okay, muchachos, bring out the Trojan Boro.
It's your Mongolongamas.
What is it, Dad? A giant rocking horse?
It looks more like a burro.
Maybe it's one of their Mexican piñatas.
They're bringing it up to the gate.
Can we play on it, Captain? Wow, we could all fit on its back. It's taller than the fort.
I'm sorry, mates. I wish we could all play on that giant burro, but I just don't think Homewrecker can be trusted to give us something that would be good for the family.
Aw, come on, Captain Patch. Couldn't we just try it? And then if it were real bad, we could just push it back out.
Wait a minute there, Sonny. Christians don't need to take risky chances like that. Listen, I've got a prescription here in Romans 14:23. It says we're not supposed to get involved in doubtful things. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin.
If there's a question, let's not do it. My mother explained it to me this way.
I got up one morning and put on a shirt. I noticed the collar was gray. I showed it to Mom and said, what should I do? She said, go and change right away. If it's doubtful,
if it's doubtful,
don't do it,
don't do it.
Take time to pray. Change your way and think through it. My mother's advice still protects me from sin. Decisions are black, white, or gray. I still hear these words of the voice of the wind. If there's any doubt, turn away. If it's doubtful,
if it's doubtful,
change your way and think through it. If it's doubtful,
if it's doubtful,
please don't do it,
please don't do it.
If it's doubtful,
if it's doubtful,
better think through it.
Captain Patch, I really want to be a good father, but sometimes I just don't feel like I know how.
One of the best ways to be a good father to your children is to be a good husband to their mother.
Sweetie Pie, look at that breathtaking sunset.
Wow, that is beautiful, sweetheart. Let's go for a walk. Just the two of us.
Oh, I'd love to. But what about the children?
Well, I look after them. You two just run along.
All this mushy stuff is enough to make a fella sick.
You'd better be thankful for all that mushy stuff. It's building you a happy home.
Praline?
Yes, sweetheart?
Honey, I pledge to you here and now, I'm going to be faithful to you and love you and take care of you till the day I die.
Oh, George, you'll always be my one and only.
Honey, let's walk over there where we can be alone.
Mushy, mushy, mushy.
How disgusting.
No, sailors, that's a beautiful thing. Your mom and dad are pledging their love to each other, and I hope they'll do that over and over again.
Yeah, kids, as long as your parents keep that kind of thing up, a homewrecker's gonna have a hard time putting your family in the graveyard.
Your folks have been joined by God. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder.
When the sun is shining bright, I'll be yours forever. When you face the darkest night, we will face it together.
George, wouldn't you like to kiss me on the porch?
Well, the lips would be fine.
George, you're so romantic.
You're so beautiful.
You're so strong.
Your hair.
Your eyes.
Your nose.
Your lips.
That too.
Oh, George.
Oh, Praline.
George.
Praline.
Hey, you two lovebirds, what about us?
Yes, we need some attention too.
That brings me to my next prescription, Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. It's time for family fun night.
What in the world is family fun night?
It's a special night you set aside every week just so your family can be together and have fun.
Sounds great, but how do you decide what to do?
Each week, a different member of the family gets to choose, but everyone has to do it together.
Dad, let's wrestle on the floor.
Let's bake some cookies.
Maybe we can go fishing.
I want to ride bikes.
Can we make some popcorn?
Where's the Monopoly?
Everybody tickle Dad.
A family that plays together stays together.
Get out the cookie pan. This is Christiane with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org and listen to it for free at any time. There are also free coloring pages for the kids. Ron and Shelley Hamilton and their crew have produced over 30 adventure and song recordings, all with character-building emphasis to help children grow in the Lord. Discover what families around the world have experienced. Life-changing lessons are a song away when you sing with your heart to the Lord. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send your family a free full-color catalog with inspirational music your whole family will love. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
The family that plays together stays together. How true that be.
See, let's sing some more.
Okay, here's a funny tune about an awful sore toe.
And sung by our friend Ferlin Frog.
In the Mr. Slippy River, there's an island small that's haunted by a creature over 9 foot tall. He's ugly and he's meaner than a thousand snakes. When his name is just a whisper, everybody shakes. Big toe. Big bad toe. He jumps over mountains. He swings from the trees. He snaps mighty oaks with childlike ease. Eats gators for his breakfast. Wildcats for a snack. He's the big bad Mr. Slippy Maniac. Big toe. Bad toe.
You can hear him coming 20 miles or so, 'cause he makes a mighty crashing with that great big ugly big toe. Big bad toe.
Cuda, tell him about Jed.
There once lived a man they called Dumb Jed, who went to Big Toe Island like a silly chucklehead. They found him roaming crazy through the swamp that night, and his coal black hair had turned snowy white.
Big toe.
Poor Jed.
Big bad toe.
Poor dumb Jed.
You can hear him coming 20 miles or so, 'cause he makes a mighty crashing with that great big ugly big toe.
Big mean toe.
Big bad toe.
Big scary toe.
Big bad toe.
The most excited quarter hour of musical adventure has come to a close, mateys. We'll be a-sailing back next week with more character-building adventure! Ha 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 ha!